You're listening to Tafsir of the Noble Quran. We continue with an overview of Surah Al-Qamar, which is the 54th Surah of the Noble Quran. In this Surah, the outstanding event that is mentioned with regards to the splitting of the moon that took place in the era of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with the permission of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That is mentioned in detail, after which Allah then warns the kuffar of Mecca that if you do not accept the message, we will destroy you like we destroyed previous nations. And many of the nations of the past were all destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu. And in numerous verses, Allah refers to the various nations of the past and how they were destroyed. The nation of Nuh alayhi salam, the Ad, the Thamud, and other nations. Continuing in that light, Allah then introduces us to another nation by saying, كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ لُوتٍ بِالنُّذُرِ. The people of Lut rejected the warner. They rejected Lut alayhi salam. They rejected, or rejecting one prophet is synonymous with rejecting all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Because they come with one message, and they are sent for the same purpose. Inna arsalna alayhim hasiban illa ala Lut, najaynahum bisaharin. We sent them stone-charged whirlwind. So it struck them all, except the household of Lut. We saved them in the latter hours of the morning. Ni'matam indina, this was as a favor from us. Thus do we reward those who are grateful. Lut alayhi salatu salam left safely in the early hours of the morning, or it was in fact the late hours of night. He left with his family. Allah did not permit even the slightest heat of the punishment to touch them. And this is the norm of Allah. كَذَلِكَ نَجَزِي مَنْ شَكَرْ. This is how we reward those who are grateful. That those who are grateful to Allah, then Allah is very appreciative to that. And Allah rewards those who are grateful in a very unique manner. وَلَقَدْ أَنْظَرَهُمْ بَطْشَتَنَا فَتَمَارُوا بِالنُّذُرِ. Lut alayhi salam had warned them of our grasp, Allah says. But they doubted the warner. They raised baseless and meaningless doubts and criticisms. And they then rejected the message of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدُوهُ عَنْ ضَيْفِهِ وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدُوهُ عَنْ ضَيْفِهِ فَطَمَسْنَا أَعْيُنُهُمْ فَذُوقُوا عَذَابِي وَنَذَرِ. They began taking his guest away. So we snatched away their eyes. What had happened was, Lut alayhi salam, who is the nephew of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he had some guests who were in fact angels. And these men of the time of Lut alayhi salam, they were homosexuals. And when they saw these young men, they got all excited that here's some prey for us. We're going to prey on them. And they wanted to take them away. On the other hand, Lut alayhi salam was very disturbed that his guests are being treated in this manner. Allah says, فَتَمَسْنَا أَعْيُنُهُمْ. We snatched their eyes away that they could not see. Took away their eyes so that they could not see the people. And then they wandered around aimlessly that they couldn't find them. And then Allah says, فَذُوقُوا عَذَابِي وَنُذُرِ. They taste my punishment and my warning. وَلَقَدْ سَبَّحَهُمْ بُكْرَةً عَذَابٌ مُسْتَقِرٌ. They fell upon them in the early hours of the morning a punishment which was determined. Allah had determined the exact amount, extent to which the punishment would fall on these people, and that exactly to that extent it fell on them. فَذُوقُوا عَذَابِي وَنُذُرِ. Allah says, taste my punishment and my warning. That after snatching away their eyes, their villages were turned upside down, rocks were rained down upon them. This was the major punishment. Upon the minor punishment was the eyes being snatched away, and the major punishment is that there was this rocks that came down. After mentioning all of this, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرِ. And indeed, we've made the Quran easy for seeking advice, so is there anyone to seek advice? And this indicates that the only way to avoid the terrible chastisement is to take the advice of the Quran. So Allah has made the Quran easy to the extent of paying heed to the admonitions and the warnings. Only the most ill-fated person will not take advantage of the warnings. Then moving further, The next set of verses addresses the people of the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that they are not more powerful in terms of wealth, number, might, than the people of Lut or Nuh or Ad or Thamud, or even the people of Fir'aun. Then how can you be so confident? وَلَقَدْ جَاءَ عَلَى فِرْعَوْنَ النُّذُرِ. Warners went to Pharaoh's people. The warners in the context were Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. With different signs it was sent to the unbelievers. كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كُلِّهَا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ أَخْذَ عَزِيزٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ. They all rejected our signs and we seized them with the grip of a mighty one, an all-powerful one. The grip of Allah was the grip of the mighty one, that no one could escape from the grip of Allah. That the entire army of Fir'aun was drowned in the Red Sea. Not a single one from that entire army could save himself. And therefore, the question is put forth, أَكُفَّارُكُمْ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أُولَٰئِكُمْ أَمْ لَكُمْ بَرَاتٌ فِي الزُّبُرِ أَمْ يَقُولُونَ نَحْنُ جَمِيعٌ مُنْتَصِرٌ. Are you unbelievers better than all these? Or has impunity been written in your favor in the scriptures? Do they say we are all in a group and we will avenge one another? So the question is being put to the kuffar of Makkah. And the same question has been put to us and the tyrants of this era. That are you better than the unbelievers of the past? For some reason that you think you will not be destroyed on account of your unbelief, on account of your transgression? That may be one possibility, or the other is that you've got some general amnesty, some immunity written by Allah in your favor that is causing you to sit on your laurels without bothering to change or to heed the message. What is it? How can it be that such powerful messages, such major signs are being presented to you, yet it doesn't impact on you in the least, but you are unperturbed, unconcerned. Nothing seems to even get you in any way to be to change your attitude. That is rather strange. Allah then continues by saying, سَيُهْزَمُ الْجَمْءُ وَيُوَلُّونَ الدُّبُرُ. This group will be vanquished and they will turn on their backs. The kuffar of Mecca and others will be vanquished. And the kuffar of Mecca were vanquished on two occasions. One is in Badr, that they had to flee, Surah Ahzab. In the Battle of Ahzab, at that instance they also had to flee. That was the reality that they were vanquished. And that is not all. وَلِسَّاعَةُ مَوْعِدُهُمْ وَالسَّاعَةُ أَدْهَى وَأَمَرُ. Rather, the resurrection is the appointed time. And that hour is most grievous and extremely bitter. Let alone the defeat and the vanquish which they will suffer in this world, the actual time of their vanquish will be when the resurrection will hover over their heads. It will be that time of extreme suffering. إِنَّ الْمُجْرِمِينَ فِي ظَلَالِ وَصُعُرُ. That at that time the sinners, or what we can say now is that the sinners have fallen into error and into insanity. يَوْمَ يُسْحَبُونَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَى وُجُوهِمْ ذُوقُوا مَسَّ سَقَرُ. The day when they shall be dragged into the fire on their faces, it will be said to them, ذُوقُوا. Taste. مَسَّ سَقَرُ. The touch of the fire. At present, these kuffar have become mad in the intoxication of heedlessness. This intoxication will come out of their heads when they are dragged into the fire of hell on their faces, and will be said to them, now taste the fire. Inna kulla shayin khalaqnahu biqadar. We have created everything by predetermination. Whatever is going to happen has been predetermined in the knowledge of Allah. The extent of the life of this world and the extent of the resurrection have been predetermined by Allah, and this can neither be brought forward nor delayed. When Allah gives the instruction, it comes to be. Allah Himself reminds us, وَمَا أَمْرُنَا إِلَّا وَاحِدَةٌ كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ. Our ordaining is just like the twinkling of the eye. When Allah gives the instruction, it comes to be immediately. And then there's nothing that can stop or can stand in between. وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا أَشْيَاعَكُمْ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. We've already destroyed the likes of you, O people of Mecca. Is there anyone to ponder that we destroyed people like you in the past, yet you do not take any heed? وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ فَعَلُوا فِي الزُّبُرِ. Everything that has they did is recorded in the scriptures. Every good and evil they committed, the past people, has been recorded in the books. The entire record has been presented to you and will be presented. وَكُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ. Everything, be it small or great, has been written down. Before the recording of the deeds, every single thing, be it small or great, has been written down on the Lawhul Mahfuz, the preserved tablet. And all these have been recorded systematically. Be it small or great, nothing is lost or misplaced. There's no deleting of files or lost files like we have in this world. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتِ وَنَهَرٍ. Surely the righteous are in gardens of rivers. That is in the Akhirah. The righteous will have this. فِي مَقْعَدِ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ مَلِيكٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ. Sitting in a seat of truth in the presence of a sovereign who has control over everything. That is the reward, and that is the status that will be granted to the righteous. So after relating the destiny of the sinners, the destiny of the righteous is also related. Because of their honesty, they will be in an excellent place in accordance with the promise of Allah and His Messenger. And this place will be accorded to them in close proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we end of the surah, we end with a dua by saying, Allahumma innaka malikun muqtadirun ma tashaa min amrin yakunu fa'as'idni fid daraini wa kunli wa la takun alayya wa atini fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qini adhab an-nar. O Allah, you are the sovereign who has control over everything. Nothing happens without your will. So make us from the fortunate ones in this world, and be in our favor and not against us. Give us good in this world and the good of the year after, and save us from the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. There are stern warnings in the surah, and we end off by saying that may Allah grant us the ability to do all good and abstain from all that is harmful and that is to our detriment.